Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice. To say we are on our last two Mishnahs in the season. We're going to take a summer hiatus, God willing. We'll come back early fall, early September, God willing, with a new Seder, a new sage, a new commentary, God willing, Blinander, hopefully Rabbeinu Yonah on Pirkei Avos when we'll start season four. Until that time, God willing, we're bringing the summer special mini-series, the BTL, Better Through Letter, with the help of Rav Avram Chaim Foyer. God willing, we're going to go through the Igeres HaRamban, the letter for the ages from the Ramban. So stay tuned, that's coming up very soon. All the previous PALs are on anchor.fm/RebT and Sheer Enjoyment. We are finishing up season 3 using Yad Avraham here in 610 Vav Yud. Talking 5. Chamisha Kinyanim Kanalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo. There are 5 acquisitions that Hashem himself, blessed be he, acquired for himself in this world. Ve'eluhin, and these are they. Torah. Kinyan Echad, Torah is one acquisition. Shemaim Va'aretz, heaven and earth, Kinyan Echad, are one acquisition. Avraham, the great Avraham, is one acquisition. Kinyan Echad, Israel, Kinyan Echad is one acquisition. Beis Hamigdash, we should speedily see it again. B'mhir v'imenu, Kinyan Echad is one acquisition. Torah Minayin, how do we know that Torah is an acquisition? D'chsiv Hashem karani reishis darko kedem mifal of me'az. Hashem made me as the beginning of his way before his deeds of yore. Shamayim v'aretz minayim, how do we know heaven and arts are akin an acquisition? D'chsiv, because it says, Ko amar Hashem, Hashemayim kisiv v'aretz hadom ragli eza bayis asher tiv nalivi eza makom menuchasi. The heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What house could you build for me? What place could be my resting place? Ve'omer, and it says, Marabu ma'asecha Hashem kulam b'chach ma'asisa mala ha'aretz kinyanecha. How abundant are your works, Hashem, with wisdom you made them all. They fill the earth, your acquisition, very famous from davening from the beginning of your day. Avram Minayin, how do we know a bit about Avraham? Dechsiv, because it's Vayvarchehu Vayomer Baruch Avram Le'el Ayon Kone Shemayim Va'aretz. It is written, he blessed him, saying, blessed is Avram of God, the most high maker of heaven and earth. Yisrael Minayin, how do we know it about the Jews, about Israel, about the Jewish people? Dechsiv, because it says, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa. Until your people passes through Hashem, until this people you have acquired passes through. Vayomer, and it says, L'kadoshim asher ba'aretz hema v'adire kol chefzebam. For the sake of the holy ones who are interred in the earth, and for the mighty, all my desires are fulfilled because of them. Beis HaMikdash minayin. How do we know it about the Beis HaMikdash? D'ksiv, because it's written, Machol neshivtecha pa'alta Hashem mikdash Adonai kunenu yodecha. The sanctuary, my Lord, that your hands established. V'omer, and it says, Vayivigim el gavul kacho harzeh kansa yimino. It says, and he brought them to his sacred boundary, this mountain that his right hand acquired. So the 5 acquisitions from Hashem, from Hashem, and found throughout the world, throughout history. And let's look a little bit closer at the commentary in the time that we have. Although God created the entire world and everything it contains, there are 5 specific things that are referred to as acquisitions. They're especially significant, especially precious to him. Just as an item one pays to acquire must be precious to him, or else he would not spend money to acquire it, so to these 5 things are called God's acquisitions, because they're particularly precious to him. It's pointed out by Medrash Shmuel, Rashi, and in Pesachim. The Brisa will soon cite the sources, as we saw in the Pesukim, to point out the acquisitions. So Torah is especially precious to God because it is the purpose for the entire creation. God created the world only so that the Jews would keep the Torah. There's a very famous Medrash pointed out in a shir that we listened to recently by Rabbi Blech, that Hashem held over the mountain, over the Jewish people, when presenting them with the Torah. And he said, you have to keep this Torah. And if you don't keep this Torah, then the whole world will go to Tohu Vavohu. The whole world is contingent on keeping Torah, is contingent on the Jews upholding the Torah, contingent on Torah being learned and being practiced throughout history and throughout time. God created the world only so the Jews would keep the Torah, as Rashi also points out. Furthermore, Hashem takes special delight in studying Torah. As the verse states, I was then his nursling, I was then his delight every day, playing before him at all times, pointed out by Medrash Shmuel. Why is this one pointed out first? Because it is more precious than the other four acquisitions pointed out by Tiferes Yisrael. Heaven and earth, they are especially precious to God because they are the stage on which mankind fulfills the purpose of creation following the Torah pointed out by HaChasid Yavetz. This reason, Hashem designated heaven and earth in a way most suitable for mankind to fulfill the Torah's precepts. Nothing in nature hinders man from observing the mitzvahs of Torah. On the contrary, nature was designed to aid and accommodate Torah's observance, pointed out by Tiferes Yisrael. Since heaven and earth are two separate objects, they should be counted as two, not one. However, since they were created together in one creation, they are counted only as one acquisition, as pointed out by Abarbanel. Avraham was especially esteemed by Hashem and is thus considered one of his acquisitions because he justified the creation. He was the first person to spread awareness of God throughout the world. He influenced multitudes of people to abandon their evil ways and follow the ways of Hashem, which is the purpose of creation, pointed out by Rashi to Tiferes Yisrael. In addition, the Medrash cited by Medrash Shmuel and Abarbanel teaches that heaven and earth were created and continue to exist in Avraham's merit. And the heaven and earth were created in Abraham's merit. As we have seen, the heaven and earth are so precious to God that he considers them one of his acquisitions. Avram then, in whose merit the heaven and earth were created, is certainly precious to God and one of his acquisitions, pointed out by Medrash Shmuel and Machzor Vitri. And Israel, after Avram's death, his offspring, the children of Israel, perpetuated his legacy, continued in his way, spreading the knowledge of Hashem in the world, pointed out by Tiferes Yisrael. Thus, like Avraham, Bnei Yisrael justifies the world's existence, pointed out by Rashi. As such, they are also especially precious to Hashem, considered one of his acquisitions. And the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, was the place where God's divine presence manifested itself most intensely, where all could see clearly the hand of providence. In addition, while it stood, the temple was the source from which Torah, the purpose of creation, spread throughout the whole world. As the verse says, "For from Zion will the tired come forth, ki mitzion teitzei Torah." Thus, it was especially precious to Hashem, considered one of his acquisitions. So then, having listed the five objects that are so significant that they are acquisitions, then there are proofs shown in each one. The first one is talking Reishis Darko. In this verse, the Torah declares, as it were, that it preceded creation before its deeds of yore. God wrote the Torah as soon as he envisioned creating the world, pointed out by Rashi, as a preliminary step toward the actual creation. It was the blueprint God used to create the world. He looked into the Torah and made the world, pointed out by Tiferes Yisrael. And then Ko Amar Hashem for Shemayim Va'aretz. In that verse, God declares that no structure built by man suffices to contain his divine presence, which fills the whole universe. Why, the entire heaven itself is his throne, and the earth is merely his footstool. Although the verse doesn't actually describe the heaven as God's acquisition, it does prove that Hashem considers the heaven especially significant, which is a criteria of acquisition. A throne is the single symbol of kingship. So that Hashem chose the heaven to be his throne attests to the overriding importance. And then that God uses earth as a footstool also has significance. Even though it's not so conclusive as a proof, the Braisa therefore cites another verse also, Marabu Masecha Hashem. Here, demonstrated from the style of the verse and the syntax that the acquisition to which the verse refers is not the abundant works of God mentioned in the verse, but as the earth which contains these works. The verse explicitly refers to the earth as acquisition, and also teaches the heaven is acquisition, for if the earth, which is the footstool, is included in this category, then the heaven, his throne, also is as well, pointed out by Medrash Shmuel. And Avraham was pointed out from, he blessed to him, blessed is Avraham, God, the Most High, maker of heaven and earth. This talks about the blessing given to Avraham, or Avraham as he was originally known, by Melchizedek, king of Salem, upon Avraham's return from doing battle with the four kings who had taken his nephew Lot captive. According to the meaning, the title maker of heaven and earth refers to God. The Braisa interprets the title as referring back to Avraham. As pointed out by Rashi, Melchizedek referred to Avraham as the maker of heaven and earth in the sense that he was responsible for their creation inasmuch as they were created in his merit. And there it follows that he's one of the acquisitions, because if the heaven and earth are so precious to God, then of course Avraham also is so precious to Hashem. Pointed out by Medrash Shmuel and from Machzor Vitri. And then we see Yisrael from Ad Yavarim Hashem. The verse clearly refers to Israel as God's acquisition and also brings another one from Tehillim. Although there's no mention of acquisition, the Braisa is proving that the nation of Israel, like Avraham, justifies the world's existence, for they were especially precious to Hashem. And the verse goes to say that the holy ones are the mighty ones of the earth, is the merit that upholds the earth.
pointed out by Rashi. In the Beis HaMikdash, we see from Machon HaShivtacha, although the verse doesn't refer to it as an acquisition, it does prove that the sanctuary is precious to him, for it describes God as having established a sanctuary with two hands. God created heaven and earth with only one hand, as it states in Isaiah. So if Hashem went through so much trouble, quote-unquote, creating the sanctuary with two hands, he must consider more significant than heaven or earth, each of which he created with only one hand, kevi'achol. And if heaven and earth are acquisitions, certainly sanctuary is significant enough to qualify as well. Point out by Medrash Shmuel. And it also says the Vayiviyim Harkachom, the mountain to which the verse refers to is Mount Moriah, in which the temple was eventually built. Although the Bryce already cited a verse from which can infer the temple is an acquisition, it cites the additional one to demonstrate that not only the temple, but the site of the temple was also acquired by God. From this, we see even after the temple's destruction, its location retains its holiness as an acquisition of Hashem, pointed out by Mach Servici. So remember, us ourselves as the Israel, as the Jewish people, and the Holy Land of Israel, and the Torah, so many things that are involved in our lives that could be a part of our lives are very especially precious to Hashem. So do whatever you can to be a conduit, to be a messenger for Hashem through the Torah, doing the actions that justify the acquisition, being thinking about the land of Israel, hopefully making it to the land of Israel one day, and carrying around the banner of the Torah through good deeds and learning Torah will hopefully make the world a much better place, justifying the roles as acquisitions of all of us every day as much as we can, day by day. Join us next time as we finish, God willing, Neder Pirkei Avos Season 3, looking at Mishnah 11 in Chapter 6, talking about that everything Hashem did, he did only for his own benefit and glory, only for his own honor. Here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.